In Italy, the coronavirus pandemic is revealing just how much that country relies on its migrant workforce. As NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports, many undocumented migrants were suddenly recognized as essential workers.
Over the strict 8-week lockdown this spring, Italians got to know the name of Abubakar Soumarouo. The African-Italian has become the spokesman for hundreds of thousands of voiceless migrants, migrants who couldn't stay home, who were risking their health to go out to work. In an interview with NPR, Soumarouo spoke of the injustice underlying the food industry, where tens of thousands of undocumented migrants work.
Tra le sue contraddizioni vi sono la condizione di lavoratori.
The reality is that laborers work at the limit of human dignity, what can be described as new forms of slavery, and they lack decent wages. They earn only 3.5 euros an hour, half of what they should be paid.
Soumarouo is the subject of a new short documentary called The Invisibles. Two Italian filmmakers shot the footage during the height of the pandemic in farm fields where migrant labor kept Italy's food supply chain moving smoothly. Here we see Soumarouo among a group of migrant farmhands in a field near Foggia. He points to the inhumane conditions of their shanty towns, makeshift hovels, no running water.
Siamo dei braccianti invisibili.
We are among the invisible field workers, Soumarouo says, the wretched of the earth, abandoned in social misery. Soumarouo, now 40, arrived in Italy at the age of 19 and went to work in the fields picking crops. But he aimed higher. He enrolled in Naples University and got a degree in sociology. He now coordinates farm workers for a trade union, and he's an active presence on social media. Soumarouo doesn't like to talk about himself, but he comes across as self-confident, familiar with both the language of the academic and the despair of the exploited migrant. In the documentary, the camera follows Soumarouo as he drives a van across Italy's agricultural heartland, delivering donations of food and protective gear to migrant farm workers. But these essential workers cannot protect their health.
Qui non c'è distanziamento sociale.
Social distancing is a privilege here, says Soumarouo. People are packed together and have no access to the healthcare system. Thanks to his new visibility as a union leader, Soumarouo met Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte in June to push for legal recognition of the rights of all undocumented workers. In the documentary, he frames the moral stakes of his campaign this way.
Senza dignità e diritti, quel cibo è marcio.
If the workers lack dignity and rights, Soumarouo says, the food they provide is virtually rotten. Soumarouo is a rising figure in Italy's cultural world. His 2019 book, Humanity in Revolt, champions what he calls a new brand of solidarity. He doesn't downplay rising racism toward migrants, but says his focus is on discrimination against all workers, migrants and Italians alike.
Il non respiro di George Floyd. Io non respiro perché sono reso invisibile.
We have taken up George Floyd's plea. We can't breathe because we're invisible, because of our working conditions, our poor housing, our place of origin, religion, skin color or sexual orientation, or because we are women.
Therefore, he adds, we are a union of invisibles who demand to be seen and to pursue our happiness. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.